On this episode of On Call.
What's scary is not ghosts, right? It's not things that don't exist. It's the things that do exist. It's some people around us. And yeah, we all have horror stories.
The ogres of your life, the vampires of your life.
Yung mga real life ghosts.
Sino ang manananggal sa buhay?
Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
Danny,
and Inka.
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
One little India.
One podcaster.
I didn't think you were going to go there.
Yeah, speaking of that, I just watched Dave Chappelle talking about racism and stuff. And there are some real life horror stories there.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly, you know, saying what you will about Dave Chappelle, I have to say that, like, the guy's got balls, dude. The guy's got a lot of courage to really speak.
Ever since.
To really speak his mind, right?
I have yet to hear this new one of his.
You mean The Closer? That's the new one.
The Closer. Yeah, yeah. He said that he's going to stop for now until everyone who's offended by his jokes. He said, like, so the main thing is he doesn't want to keep telling jokes for as long as people think that he's making jokes to laugh at people. He says that he will only start making jokes again when he thinks the world is ready to laugh with him.
It's called point of view stand-up comedy, right? Mm-hmm. So most of these guys, that style of stand-up is called POV stand-up comedy, right? So the idea of that comedy is really talking about your experience, real life experiences and such. So I think he's not just writing jokes like as people for punchlines, you know, like this is exactly what he sees in the world and he's just translating it to people. And it's unfortunate.
Humor
honestly,
for humor's sake.
Exactly. It's just unfortunate that we're in a stage now where there are people that you can't discuss with anymore. You can't really talk to. It's like they've closed their doors. And I've had a lot of horror stories recently with people who are just…
Politically correct, lol.
No, no. I mean, it's not even that anymore. It's that they…
lol.
You know what it is? It's kind of like you need to be able to converse. And I talk to Justin a lot. And this is why I like Don to Justin. We talk about religion or whatever. And we all know, you know, he's a resident paladin and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm not the most devout guy as well, right? I'm a…
Barbarian.
I'm very… not really. But I like talking to Justin about these things because I learn. If I want to pick it up and take it with me in my life, I would take it, right? But if I don't, like, I respectfully respect.
Respectfully respect.
Yeah, I mean, what you know, Justin.
Very respectful, huh?
Right? And it goes for anyone. But sadly, we live in a world now wherein people are their own horror stories. Well, our horror stories.
Yeah.
The thing about Halloween, and Halloween, by the time this released, it should be Halloween. But the thing is, what's scary is not ghosts, right? It's not vampires. It's not things that don't exist. It's the things that do exist. It's some people around us. And we all have horror stories.
Yeah.
And the scariest parts about these horror stories is because they're real.
They're real.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people in the occult then say. Not a lot, because I don't want to generalize, right?
Yeah,
but I'm sure you've heard that humans or people are scarier because ghosts cannot hurt you, but humans can.
I would disagree with that, but okay.
I know what you mean, but it's more like a human will be more likely to physically harm you.
Or even, like, emotionally scar you.
Yeah, murder you, for example.
That escalated quickly, but there is a good share of that. And I know this Halloween, everybody else will be talking about ghost stories, right?
Yeah.
And like white ladies and
Capras and all that
and
stuff.
I was just going to say Capra, But I think today we can give examples of real life creatures or monsters that live in our vicinity. And it could be like, you know, funny kind of monsters.
The ogres of your life, the vampires of your life, the sirens of your life.
Wow. And you know what? Even the unintentional vampires in your life. They don't mean to be that way. They don't mean to be that way. They also don't know.
But Danny.
Right?
Yes.
Right, Dan?
Why you gotta put me on the spotlight? Lol.
No, because you know what? Like, there are a lot of people who are going through things. And I really believe it's our duty to carry each other's burdens, right? To a certain degree. And Correct. It just so happens that there's some people who are more burdened than others. And so they're just a heavier load to carry.
What if we started off with real life vampires?
I have a story of a real life vampire.
I wonder if this is the story that we're all thinking about.
So I have a friend and he, a couple years back or so, he came out of a very toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And so basically that's sort of like a vampire na rin, diba? Kasi they suck out your energy, your identity. Parang he felt like he lost himself in this girl. Kasi parang whatever na lang the girl wanted, that's what they would do. And because my friend, he was like, okay, kasi he loved her, I'll support you, ganyan. And he was so victimized in that sense. Like he became like the victim of this vampire so much na parang even his savings were drained.
Yikes.
Yeah, his savings were drained, his resources, even his connection to his family at one point, because the girl really wanted to just
lord over him. She wanted to dominate.
Yeah, and because the girl also did not have a good relationship with her family, I guess maybe she wanted him to have the same with his family. So he would be like, for example, the dad would give my friend clothes. Ganyan. Hey, do you want this shirt? Baka you can wear it. Baka bagay sa'yo. Ganyan. And then the girl would be like, you know what? Your dad really doesn't want to give you that stuff. Your dad's just treating you like a trash can because ayaw na niya suotin yung shirt na yan and then binibigay lang niya sa'yo.
Ano ba yan?
Wow. So things like that. Na parang, so for a while, my friend was like, oh nga, no? And then she would say things like, you know, every time you come from seeing your family, we end up fighting because you end up like them. So parang after a while, my friend stopped seeing his family also. Stopped contacting them. Kasi every time he would come from like a dinner with his family, galit na si girl.
It's ganun. Manipulation. It's like a vampire, right?
Like it's like a cloud. Yeah, like a Dracula. My friend was telling me every time he was out for dinner or his mom would be like, you want to have dinner with me? My friend would be like, no, I got to go home because she's already looking for me. Ganon. So parang na-drain si kuya.
And that's like everything
did
financially.
That end?
Yeah. How did that end?
It ended. She was cheating on him pala.
Oh man.
Yeah. With like a friend of his. So he ended up going back to
his family.
Live with his mom.
And imagine how accepting they still are after all that.
Yeah. And then, grabe daw kasi my friend was telling me na parang his family, when he started going again to like family stuff, kasi diba he stopped. Like his ninang went up to him and set him aside and said, you know what? This is his name that I remember. This is the you that I remember.
This is the blank.
It's kind of sad, no?
Yeah. Sabi niya, because you changed. Sabi niya, you changed so much. You got so quiet. You were just like obeying. And every time I saw you before, parang it wasn't you. Sabi niya, this is the one I remember. Sabi niya, this is the one.
I've had friends who had a similar predisposition. They're stuck in a relationship wherein kind of like they still are so in love and so enamored by the person, even if everyone can see how they're being drained emotionally, financially, and all of that. But siguro, to close the vampire part, right? Like, what advice would you give to someone who is in that situation?
Listen to your family. Because there are toxic families out there. Diba? Meron talagang toxic families. But if you know that your family really isn't toxic and they have something to say about your partner, then maybe you should listen to that.
Please take a hint.
Yeah, don't close it off. Just look. Kasi my friend told me after they broke up, that's when he's like, oh my God, I have no savings. I have no identity. everything that he became like, I am the boyfriend of this girl.
Yeah. Ganon. That became his identity, basically, yeah. You know?
I feel like a lot of people are listening that might be in that situation.
And a lot of them don't understand that they're in that situation.
This is the sign you're waiting for.
Yes.
No. Yeah, this is the, I saw a picture on Instagram, literally, of a wall. If you're looking for a sign, this is a sign.
This is the sign, guys.
You know what? What other creatures or monsters that are out there? What other monstrous personalities or people?
Manananggal! Sino ang manananggal sa buhay niyo?
Wow. Yung mga real-life ghosts.
Real-life ghosts.
I remember a funny side cuento. I posted a status about a year ago. Any ghost experts? Because I wanted to get a guest for the show, right?
Yeah.
And lahat ng comments, ghosting pwede.
That's a scary kind of ghost, to be honest.
It's a real-life horror story.
That's a real scary person. Does anyone here have a ghosting story? I don't.
A ghosting experience.
Yeah. How about you, Danny?
Sino may real life ghost sa buhay nila?
That was a big deal last year.
Or sino naging real life ghost sa buhay ng ibang tao?
That sounded like a deep breath, Justin. What was that?
No. I just remembered a story of a friend of mine from high school, and he was dating this girl. They were kind of an it couple and everything, and people really thought they were cute. And then one day, he just decided, what if I don't text her for like a couple days?
Just wanted to see?
Yeah, he just wanted to see. Like, would she text me? Ganon.
Wow.
It's more of like that. Yeah.
Okay,
so they were already MU, you know? They had a mutual understanding. They liked each other and all these things. And so he just said, yeah, what if I just don't text her for a couple of days? And then…
Don't reply. It's not text her first.
Like, totally drop off the face of the earth.
I don't think that he ignored her for a couple of days. I think it was he just… didn't initiate. Which means that she also didn't initiate. So he said, okay, what if I don't text her for a couple of days? After a couple of days, he was like, oh, she hasn't texted me yet. What if I wait another couple more days, right? And wala pa rin. And then…
Dang.
It just sort of dragged on.
Fizzled out?
And they just never talked again. Or fizzled out like that.
You know what I see? In the background, I see the group of friends, wag mo muna i-text. And then the guy, wag mo muna i-text. So, they didn't text each other na tuloy. So, yan tuloy.
But that happens, huh?
Yeah.
That happens. A lot more maybe when we were young. I don't know if it happens at this age, but…
So, any double ghosting? Is that… Right? Because like…
So, who ghosted?
I wouldn't consider my friend to be like ghosting this girl… per se.
Yeah. Right? But this is high school. How do you define ghosting? Like, what's ghosting? When does it become okay to say ghosting? Is it like the talking phase?
I think dating phase na. Kasi talking minsan people just kind of stop. I think when you're emotionally drawn
invested.
In,
right.
Yeah, when you have some emotional investment na, and you would know, right? Like, I don't think this is a delusional kind of thing. I mean,
maybe
for some, and that's the next one. But I think once there's an emotional investment and then all of a sudden, kaput, right? Like nothing. Yeah. Like all of a sudden, that person just disappears like a ghost.
Like a ghost.
And it was a big deal last year, right? Because a celebrity started ghosting this other celebrity and it is a big issue last year. I'll send it to you. but the issue there, and I even wanted to make a sketch about it with like the movie Ghost, right? Like, and they were doing Unchained Melody, and then like they're doing the whole scene with the pottery, and then the girl gets a text message. Wait, so you know, see a different name of a girl that he was reportedly cheating with.
Oh my gosh.
Now is dating. So, okay, there you go. That's the clue. And then the whole scene was the guy starts to slowly disappear in the shot, right? But I mean, yeah, real life ghosts exist. Oh, okay. I have a horror story. I have a friend who was catfished.
That's a ghost,
right? Emotionally invested for a year and a half. They were texting. They had a relationship. And that friend of mine was like a shapeshifter for sure. He would show it to us. Like he met her on a random messaging app. That's how they get you because obviously they're not on the free apps, right? And then for some reason, normally they don't have a profile.
Yeah.
They don't have a Facebook page you could link to. So I'm like, you've never seen her. Like, we do have this, right? Like Zoom calls and all that. Like, no, no, because of whatever reason, they were supposed to meet up a few times, but there's always something that happens. And then after they've been together, quote unquote, for like a few months, the girl will start to ask for money. And And then we just found out because we found out that he was sending money to the girl until she started asking for more money because the girl was problematic. And then one day she disappeared. She just stopped everything.
She's a ghost and a vampire.
And a vampire and a shapeshifter.
And a monster.
No, and it's scary. Yeah. It's scary because the people who we think are not going to fall for these things are the ones that are falling for these things. I know of three people already that have been catfished. And all of them are the same story. The girl is someone that has a face, but they've never seen. But they've been dating for more than 5, 6, 7, 8 months. The longest I've heard of is a little over a year.
And
they're
goodness.
Talking constantly, constantly chatting, constantly texting, even phone, like they'll have phone, but never a visual encounter.
Mm.
And they believe in the relationship so much that they don't doubt. Even if we're like telling them now, voila, nothing. And then at the end of it, the money comes next. Then you start creating businesses together. You start sending money, start sending
businesses
gifts.
Businesses together.
Which is weird, but like, yeah. And then all of a sudden disappears. And you're down with this confused friend who thought he had the love of his life.
Mm. No.
And then was ghosted. Not just ghosted, but also like had a parasite or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
But that's a scary person because there's no face.
I think I was catfished once.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
That was about it.
Sort of. Anyway. Okay. So there's this girl. Gorgeous girl on Facebook, right? And
Girl.
Perhaps, right? Yeah. Like beautiful and like just in every aspect, right? And she was also mutual friends with other friends of mine, right?
Yeah.
In the circles.
Yeah. And you should really start to ask questions when you look at the mutual friends and they're all dudes, okay? And there's like no girl there. So anyway, so I don't remember what our relationship was like anymore, you know, like how often we would communicate or whatever. But we did exchange numbers at some point. And one time, like I was at the fort, this BGC, and she texts me. She's like, oh, I saw you kanina in Privé or something like that. Like, and I'm like, why don't you come and say hi? Whatever. She's like, oh no, you were busy with your friends or whatever. And like, that was always the story. Like, hey, I just saw you here, but I didn't come up to you or whatever. And then and I remember like asking one of my friends before, like, hey dude, you're friends with blank blank, right?
Real and life ghost talaga.
Like, is she real? Is she a real person?
Is she real?
And then he's like, why do you want to know? And I don't know. I didn't get a straight answer. And that's it. I think I tried searching for her Facebook profile a couple months, years later, and she was gone. No trace of her. And I think that there are a lot of fake Facebook accounts like that.
For sure.
You know.
So she never saw you again?
I guess not. I don't remember getting a text. I'm pretty sure we exchanged numbers somehow.
Dang.
Nothing.
What if she was real though? What if you found out she was real?
Wala. Sorry na. Girl, my girlfriend ako. Okay? Sorry na.
At your chance.
We've heard from Justin.
You should have come up to me at Purvey.
But let's not wipe our hands clean. Have you, anyone here, ever ghosted someone?
Me.
And what were your intentions? Why did you do that?
Because he was annoying.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you go do that?
Details. No.
I was in a dark place at the time and I needed company, sort of. So like I met this guy, we had common friends. And he lived kind of near me. So it was like a very convenient like hangout thing first. We were just like hanging out. And then we made out like literally a couple of times. Just twice. And nothing literally. Beyond that. Yeah, literally just twice. Mm. Nothing beyond that. And both times I was really drunk. Mm-hmm. And I was like fresh from my heartbreak. So I was a different Inca. Mm-hmm. And then I started recovering from my heartbreak. And then I didn't want to make out with him anymore. And then we were just like hanging out, like friendly hangout. But he would always try to be like, can I kiss you today? I'm like, no.
A moment of silence for our brothers in the friend zone.
He'd be like, can I kiss you today? I'm like, no. Then eventually he realized, he looked back and then he was like, I guess he figured out that the only times I made out with him was when we were drinking. So after a while, he would always try to get me to drink with him.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make out with me, I guess. I'm just like, no, I don't want to drink because I didn't want to drink anymore. I was just like going into this health thing. That's when I started going to the gym, all that stuff, like every day. And I couldn't go to the gym the next day if I was hungover.
True.
So I was like, no, I can't. I don't want to drink. And then I also got kind of sketchy vibes from him because I remember the last time that we drank, which was the last time that I had made out with him, he tried to go up to my room. When I already told him, I was like, I can go into my house myself. And then parang the next thing I knew, he was already inside my house. I was like, wait, what are you doing in here? And I was pushing him out. And he's like, no, I'll bring you up to your room. You need help going up. I'm like, I don't need help going up. It's literally like I was downstairs na. Ganon. Mm. And I was like, can you go? And he was like, no, but you need help. I'll tuck you in. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I had to insist many times. Yeah. And he got out naman. I was able to push him out. Also because Raku was there. Raku never liked him. Good boy. So after that, I kind of distanced myself from him. He'd message me to hang out and stuff like that. I'm busy. Ganon. He borrowed my skateboard. I told him not to bomb any hills because I saw him skate. He wasn't that good and he wouldn't have been able to pay for the repairs. But when he gave it back, I had to ask for it back. But he said, come get it in my house. I'm like, no, you come here. You bring it. You're the one who borrowed it. And then he was like, okay. So he gave back my board. I saw new dents on it because I know what my board looks like. I was like, I messaged him, did you bomb hills? He goes, yeah. And then I wiped out a star circle. I told you not to do that. And then after that, I stopped messaging him. That I unfriended him. Ganyan. He would message me. I would. It's not ghosting, but
I think on one end you have someone who kind of was semi trying to get with you using whatever means possible. And there are people that take that to the extreme. There are people that are predators talaga. Those are the horrors, right? The horrors in reality. But I don't think that's ghosting. I think you kind of
was abrupt.
Distanced.
It
was
I kind of cut him off. Yeah. I didn't give him kasi a reason why I left. You know what I mean?
I think that should be well read, right? Like, I think when you're trying to get someone drunk because you want to make out with them.
Damage my board, dude.
Yeah, what the
I mean, at the very least, you told him not to damage your board, but you damage it.
Yeah,
but
what I mean,
there's a lot of reason. I think there's a lot of reasons. And if you ghost kasi someone without a reason, talaga, like disappear without a trace, that's ghosting. I think with this one, he might be on that kind of monstrous spectrum.
He's the one.
He's the monster. in this
he's scenario. The slime ball. And I just want to put it out there. I'm super glad that I never, as down as Inca was at that time, I'm glad that Inca was never really into like mindless sex with strangers or people. That's not my thing. Mm-hmm, so I made out with him a couple of times. Yes. But then I never slept with him because I found out that he gave two of his girlfriends or one of them some STD.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
I'm like, I knew.
Oh wait,
different guy.
We're you know what? One story we haven't heard is from you, Danny. Do you have any human horror stories?
I was asking everyone if they've ever ghosted anyone because I have.
Ooh, okay.
We've been talking so many ghosting stories. Give me a different. Yeah. Give me a different one. What name ghosting?
You have like an ogre in your life.
Yeah.
We really gonna go there?
What other monsters are there? Obviously, the obvious ones are.
Maybe Danny has a friend who has a friend who's a troll.
A troll. Oh, those are, you know,
I have a troll.
Trolls are fun.
Oh, you have a troll.
Fun stories.
For me, I think this one would be more of, like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay.
I guess it's like a person that is one way, but also another way. those two are independent of each other at times. Mm. Na parang when they're this way, they're really this way. But when they're the other way, they're really that way. And
The extremes, you mean?
Yeah, parang they don't even know of each other sometimes.
Whoa.
They transition from one attitude to another as if the other one didn't do something just 5-10 seconds ago. Alam mo yan?
That's pretty wild.
That might be the scariest of at least not the actual predators, right? Like those guys are just...
What are you doing, Inka?
But this kind of person, like this kind of Jekyll and Hyde person, especially if the other side is like uber destructive. If that other side, let's say, is a vampire monster ogre kind of troll guy, right? But what would you say is monstrous about this person? Like what makes it something that people should be aware of?
If you talk about it figuratively, right? How does one help Jekyll and Hyde? If you were faced with a real life Jekyll and Hyde.
You call Van Helsing.
You recruit him into the league.
Extraordinary gentleman. He doesn't know what he's doing. Then someone has to tell him.
Someone has to just tell him, hey, this is what happens. I mean, if it means recording it just so that they understand, but I don't think that needs to happen. I think you need to just tell that person up front, because if you don't tell him, especially the good side, the gentle side, right? Who's a good guy. It's just that there are times wherein, I don't know, he hasn't eaten or whatever. I don't know, right?
Like to make me angry.
Yeah, they're hangry.
You wouldn't
they
like it when I'm angry.
In weeks. You know, I don't know.
But, Austrian Dr. Jekyll.
Sounds like a bodybuilder.
But that's the Incredible
Arnold
Hulk
Schwarzenegger.
Did you watch the Incredible Hulk cartoon way back? You wouldn't like it when I'm angry.
I don't think he sounded like that.
No, I think that would be if Arnold kind of voiced him. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry.
I'm governor.
You have to talk to the guy. Because if you don't, that person's just going to be more and more destructive.
Angry.
But we do hope the good side could be the dominant side and we can get rid of that other side. And I think the only way to get rid of a really bad persona living in a good person is to tell that person so that that person, the good side, can be strong enough to get rid of it, to learn and to know what they're doing wrong. And if they can't, then they're beyond helping. I think that
damn those gamma rays. In the Hulk, the cure, well, technically the antidote was the love life.
Baka kailangan lang ng love life. Actually, you know, some people need the right person to be the right person.
Baka tigang lang.
Lol.
Sobrang tigang.
So we got the ghosts, vampires.
Danny's like, can we stop talking about this now?
One fun one I thought was like the Medusa. And I'm sure a lot of us like in high school would see. Yeah, that one. No, in my head, it's like, you know, when you see someone, well, at least in high school, back when we were still all kind of single, right? Like that person who was so super crush mo. And this is a fun one, I guess. Not a monster, but
just
it's
freeze.
Yeah.
And you
so
freeze.
Like a siren. Like a siren of the night.
My ganon.
A siren, Like, they don't mean to like freeze you.
It's
or
just they have that effect on you.
They have that effect. Just to break all the horror stories. I remember because I had this crush on this, actually celebrity at this time. And then they went to the house. Or we went to a party or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And then the first thing my dad said, oh, ito si ano, di ba hinahanap mo to kanina pa? And that was just like this.
Oh, man!
The whole time, I was already kind of going like, okay, she's here. I'm going to try to say hi. So, you know, I paced around the house. And then when I bumped into my dad, was talking to her.
Talaga.
And then he was just like, oh, ito si ano, di ba kanina mo pa siya hinahanap? And I was kind of like, first of all, I don't know her personally, so the fact that I'm looking for her just makes me look like a creep. But the funny part about it is that I was like a petrified person. I was just there.
Squirrel.
I stared. I couldn't talk. I'm like that, I guess. I've always been like that growing up. Well, it's the 20th anniversary of the Superman TV show Smallville. And I do have this picture with Kristen Kreuk, right? Like Kristen Kreuk. Or I don't know. I know it's pronounced Kreuk. I don't know. But whatever.
I forgive you.
So we saw, so the true story, so the picture is so nice, right? It looks like I'm like super chummy. I'm like smiling. Quick side story about that. See, Oliver Queen, Stephen Amell was with her, but I didn't know that was Arrow yet hasn't come out. No. They were in the upfronts when they sell the series to advertisers. Mm. So they went into the restaurant we were in and my brother just went like, oh, And I was like super talkative, like I am now, as usual, right? And then biglang, "Uy, si ano?" Ganyan. And then I looked and I was like, and then my brother was like, "Oh, why don't you get a picture? Why don't you get a picture?" And I was like, like I had nothing, right? I froze. And my brother pulled me all the way and he was like, "Excuse me, my brother is a fan." And I'm like old, right? Like I'm not like young. This is not like high school, right? I'm
old.
Like, my brother's like, "Ah, my brother's a big fan. Can I have a photo with you?" And she was like, "Yeah, sure." And then all that came out of my mouth is like, like literally, like I'm not even joking. And then like I stood there, smiled.
Oh my gosh.
And that was it. That like the picture looked like we were so chummy, but
I want to see the photo.
I had nothing to say. I'll show it to you guys. I had nothing to say.
Of course, dude. But she was the dream girl.
Exactly. Who did she play?
She was Lana Lang in
Smallville.
I resonated so much with Clark Kent in that video. So the Medusa, like what other kind of fun ghosts, man? Fun creatures that are there.
Zombies, may trolls,
zombies. Zombies, yeah, zombies.
My gosh. But if you have a manananggal in your life, please do something about it.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
I don't know. I just have this picture of this terrorizing lady, right? With like hair everywhere. Yeah.
It's so it's
me. Long ass tongue, right? And she wants to eat your babies. I don't know. Wait.
Do I know anyone like that?
She wants to eat your babies. She's a man eater.
There's also like the Frankenstein, like someone who's like.
Oh, I would say the Frankensteins are
reanimated or no, undead.
The people who. Well, no, that's not fair to say. I was going to say like, you know how there are people who change their personalities every person that they're with.
Well, those are more like shapeshifters.
Those are shapeshifters. Right? Yeah.
That happens. Sometimes I think we talked about this before. Like you could change your personality. Danny always brings this up. Like there's a difference between like your personality and behavior. There are people like that. There are people that are scary like that.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about zombies. Like, since you brought up a
zombie. I think zombies are like the stoners.
Lol.
Not because they're brain dead, but just because they just want to chill.
Do they want to chill life. Or do they want to eat your brains?
Like, lol. Ooh. They have the munchies.
They do have the munchies. So those are kind of... they're usually super batugan lang. They're super dead lang. But they have the munchies, so they have to get up. They have to get up and look for people or something to do.
Yes.
Some people, they're at that stage in their lives then. The zombie stage.
Or what if like the zombie is someone you cut out of your life already. You killed this relationship, but here they are again.
Ayaw pamatay.
Back from the dead.
That's a good one.
I thought I broke up with you. Thought I broke it off with you.
Wala bumabalik.
Wala akong ganun eh.
And they want to make you a zombie like them. That's a thing.
They want to turn you?
They want to drag you down, basically.
Yun.
Into wherever sadness they are. Lang,
since we talked about vampires, a more generic Jekyll and Hyde would be a werewolf.
More generic?
I'm like a werewolf now. I just grew out all my hair and just like, whatever. Hey, full moon. I'm out.
That's a perfect example. Same concept na biglang nagiging beast or something.
For a werewolf, what is that? Someone who has like seasonal affective disorder?
At like, a certain time, may topak. Ganun.
Right?
Oh, I know someone like that. That like when they've achieved everything, they just lock themselves in a room and now I'm talking about Will. So anyway. I'll tell a story about Will. No, and he knows this. We talk about this a lot. He became a werewolf in that sense, right? He got to 100,000 and that was the goal. It was his lifelong dream to get the silver play button. We got it in 6 months.
Wow.
And he literally ghosted. He just wasn't replying, whatever. So I went to his house. And he grew out. That's the first time I saw him grow out a beard. He was like, wasn't doing anything. He was just at home. He looked like a werewolf, you know, grew out some hair.
Like what
hair.
Now? Like, you know.
Yeah, because there's, well, Anna, that's it. That was it. But I guess in a werewolf sense, werewolves, kasi siguro they, parang ng Jekyll and Hyde, they should be destructive, I guess, to be considered one. He might be the werewolf that like, you know, in like stories, they chain themselves pag full moon.
Yeah.
Kasi they know that if they leave, it's just going to be... Mm. Crazy.
They're aware.
A werewolf.
Yeah. Next level. I see what werewolf. You did there. The transcendent werewolf.
the woke wolf. Parang ganun.
The woke wolf.
Super woke.
He's super woke that they kind of just...
that she's aware.
Same thing, diba? They grow out all the hair. They grow out the beard. That's how I feel right now. Like, I feel like I'm one with the world. And I don't care.
Or like, after everything he says, he's like, oh my gosh, don't misunderstand me, okay? I know I sound like this, whatever. But what I really meant was this. But by me saying that, don't... You know, I know that I sound like this, but I'm not that, okay? I'm aware.
You know what I mean? I'm aware.
He's just hyper aware of everything.
I wanted to go back to like the trolls. That's something that there's a lot of right now.
Ooh, we're going to get a lot of those. Yeah, up until May 2022.
That's true.
Oh my God. And
if you haven't, you know, again, if you haven't
like, election registered, season.
Elections coming up, no. We don't want to drive into this, but we're going to be hitting it in the next couple of months. Trolls are everywhere. I just got followed by 15 people on Twitter, and all of them had their accounts created literally within the month.
And oh, there you go. Yeah.
And that's scary. This is like a horde of zombie trolls. They might not exist. They're just there. And what's scary about it is
they're specters.
It's like the original idea of zombie. I think it's an African word. It's like reanimated. It's a voodoo thing. Like an
XOMBI,
right? Zombie. Like they're controlling these humanoid figures that are lurking in the darkness to do whatever.
Ooh, right? So a necromancer.
Yeah, something like that. And that's scary, yeah. That's a scary thought. But what else? Anything we missed? I think we kind of covered everything.
Yeah.
Skeletons.
Ooh, why didn't you? Like skeletons in your closet, right?
Or demons. Yeah. Possessive demons.
Evil people.
I think our stories... They do exist. Our stories, I hope, made our listeners think about... I mean, I really hope there are no actual horror stories in your own lives, but there probably are to one degree or another. And if you want to share, then let us know who your monsters are. You can email us.
On call with JJDI@gmail.com. Yes. And we'd love to hear your stories. We always say this and... We really like getting mail from you guys. And if you guys have a ghost in your life, and we don't have to tell the story because it's Halloween or whatever, like we could tell it whenever. We want to help. And we hope actually the stories were helpful because there are people there that you should be aware of. Yeah.
There's this comic that I saw. It's just two panels. It's a couple out and it's nighttime and then the moon is really big. And then the guy points and then he says, wow, it's a great night for a werewolf to come out. And then, the werewolf comes out. Yeah. And he says, I'm gay.
You know, I love that comic. I laughed my butt off when I first saw it.
Me too.
I wanted to post it. I wanted to ask, like, you know, a gay friend of mine, is this okay? Offensive? Is this okay? Can I say this? Is this funny? Because I really thought it was funny. I'm like, so I don't want to offend you. I just want to know if it's funny. If it's funny to you, I'd post it. No, he was funny with it. But then I didn't post it because I was just like, I'm not sure. Yeah. So we should do this more often. I think the examples,
I like it too.
We'll kind of give more examples about different things next time. So if you do like this episode, do share the episode. Do follow us on call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca here on Spotify. And anyone else need to plug something? No, I think that's good.
I like that.
No, I think that's good. We should just end our episodes like that. Ever, 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 yeah. On call. Oh, ever, ever, oh.